Ballot Proposition 1 asks voters whether elected officials in the Petersburg borough should be exempt from the state's financial disclosure requirements. A yes vote would remove that reporting requirement. A no vote would keep it in place. The requirement impacts anyone running for assembly, school board, planning commission, and the hospital board. Those office holders have to report their main sources of income. The state law is intended to discourage public officials from acting on a private or business interest in the performance of a public duty. It's also meant to help hold office holders accountable. During a radio call-in show last month, borough manager Steve Giesbrecht said local residents have been forthcoming with potential conflicts.
The very few times that it's come up that there might be a conflict, I've seen our elected officials say, hey, you know, wave their hand and say, I've got a potential financial impact on this, or it's going to affect my income. I'm not going to vote on it. So I think we've always had really good luck with people, self-reporting.
Giesbrecht said the requirement has discouraged local business people from running for office because they don't want to disclose business information to competitors. Business owner and former assembly member Sue Flint said she filled out the paperwork online when she ran for borough assembly, and she said it was easier than she expected because her business is a corporation.
It's very difficult for people who aren't protected by a corporation, and very discouraging, I think. And I just don't think it's necessary here, and hope people will support doing away with that.
Elected officials were exempt under the old city of Petersburg, but the requirement returned with the formation of the borough in 2013. Information is filed with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, and it's available to the public on request through that state agency. One caller had a question about penalties for elected officials who do not disclose a financial interest. There are prohibitions in Petersburg's borough charter against an elected official participating in an official action if that person has a substantial financial interest. The punishment spelled out in the charter is loss of the elected seat or loss of a job in the case of an employee. Another question on the ballot deals with sales tax, and it could increase the amount of tax revenue that comes in for the borough. Customers currently pay the borough's 6% sales tax on only the first $1,200 on a large purchase. Proposition 5, if approved, would increase the community's cap to $2,000. Voters narrowly defeated a similar increase in 2012. That was a proposal to increase the cap to $1,700, and it failed by just 6 votes that year. Finance Director Jody Tao outlined what makes up the bulk of large purchases.
We do know that 80% of the sales that fall above the $1,200 cap consist of fuel, construction, contractors, and repairs, parts and services, and sales. So that's a large part of it. It's not, your everyday groceries. It's not your everyday purchases.
A committee looking at sales tax exemptions recommended an increase to $1,500, but the borough assembly wanted it at $2,000 or higher. Mayor Mark Jensen, however, said he'd be voting no on the tax cap raise.
I've had people that own businesses concerned about this. It might drive people to more internet shopping, and I'd hate to drive any more business out of town. So I'm not in favor of the $2,000 cap.
All of the ballot measures will actually enact the changes, meaning they're not advisory votes requiring assembly action at a later date or a subsequent vote. The sales tax changes, for example, would take effect in January of 2015. The polls are open Tuesday, October 7th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Aquatic Center. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.